This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held talks with his Jamaican counterpart, Dr. Andrew Holness, in New Delhi today. In a joint statement after the talks, Prime Minister Modi expressed confidence that Jamaican Prime Minister's visit will give new energy to bilateral relations as well as their engagement with the entire Caribbean region. He said India and Jamaica's relations are based on their shared history, shared democratic values, and strong people-to-people ties.
भारत और जमैका के संबंध हमारा साझा इतिहास साझा लोकतांत्रिक मूल्य और मजबूत पीपल टू पीपल टाइज पर आधारित है फोर सीज हमारे संबंधों को अंकित करते हैं कल्चर क्रिकेट कॉमनवेल्थ और कैरिकॉम आज की बैठक में हमने सभी क्षेत्रों में अपना सहयोग सुदृढ़ करने पर विचार किया और कई नए इनिशिएटिव्स की पहचान की
Prime Minister Modi said trade and investment between India and Jamaica are growing. He said India has always been a reliable and committed development partner in Jamaica's development journey. Earlier in the day, Prime Minister of Jamaica visited Rajghat and paid homage to the father of the nation, Mahatma Gandhi. Dr. Holness arrived in New Delhi yesterday on a four-day official visit to India. This is the first visit of Dr. Holness to India. During his visit, the Jamaican Prime Minister will also call on the President and the Vice President. The Jamaican Prime Minister will also meet with other dignitaries and interact with the trade and industry leaders. He will also visit Varanasi tomorrow. Voting is in progress for the third and final phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir. 40 constituencies across 7 districts are going to polls in this phase. The polling began at 7 this morning and will end at 6 p.m. 28.12% voter turnout was recorded till 11 a.m. Over 39 lakh voters are likely to exercise their franchise to decide the fate of 415 candidates in this phase. Our correspondent reports that long queues of enthusiastic voters can be seen outside the polling stations waiting for their turn to cast their votes. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed confidence that first-time voters and women will cast their votes in huge numbers in the final phase of assembly polls in Jammu and Kashmir. Campaigning has intensified for assembly elections in Haryana with the polling date approaching closer. Voting for the 90 assembly seats in the state will be held on the 5th of October. Leaders of various political parties are holding multiple rallies and roadshows garnering support for their party candidates. Counting of votes for assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir and Haryana will be held on the 8th of this month. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said that getting a bank loan for the poor and small business owners has become very easy today. She mentioned that this has been made possible due to the Jan Dhan Yojana. She made these remarks while addressing beneficiaries of various government schemes during a credit outreach program in Itanagar today. Ms. Sitharaman initiated the handing over of loan sanctioned letters to 160 beneficiaries under various government schemes. The NIA, National Investigation Agency, is conducting searches and interrogations at 12 locations in West Bengal today. The NIA is carrying out raids in Nodia, Paschim Bardhaman, North and South 24 Pargana districts and in Kolkata in connection with suspected Maoist links involving some individuals in West Bengal. The Reserve Bank of India has released its monthly data on sectoral deployment of bank credit. The data released yesterday shows that the growth in credit to agriculture and allied activities continued to be robust. It registered the growth of 17.7% in August this year as against the corresponding period last year. Tensions have escalated in West Asia as Israel has launched ground raids into southern Lebanon. The IDF or Israeli Defense Forces initiated limited targeted operations against the armed group Hezbollah near the border, citing immediate threats to Israeli communities in the north. And in cricket, India is inching towards victory in the Kanpur test against Bangladesh. The hosts were 18-for-1 in their second innings on the fifth day of the second test match a short while ago. And that is the end of this news bulletin.